Chapter 12, The Virtual Office.
Okay, action.
Around 12 months before Synergy closed down, I was still working from home, and I'd been doing so for well over a year. My home office was Paula's spare room, a cosy little space that was just big enough for me and a table. I'd redecorated with a quick splosh of paint and settled in nicely. It was nice to finally have my own space so I could really focus on the work and getting the showreel and work ready for clients to see. I had a pretty good ammo of work for someone who wasn't yet 21. All of it for real clients, not just university projects like most people who are my age. I had quite a bit of real industry experience too. 5 years full-time, and then my earlier teen years freelancing before that. What I didn't have was a brand. Sandstorm was just me as a director and editor, really, and I was struggling for consistency in the type of work I was doing. When you run a small company, you do end up doing all sorts of work. You have to make money, after all. I just did the projects I was told to do, not the projects I wanted to do. Now this means I had work that was only suitable for massive blue chip companies, yet I was a 20-year-old or so, running a two-man company from a tiny spare bedroom, so I had to experiment and look at all my options. I'd now got a member of staff who was working at home with me, and Paula had been dabbling in Sandstorm too, so really, there were three members of staff in effect. We certainly had three different visions of what Sandstorm should be, that was for sure. I wanted Sandstorm to be a film production company, Pete wanted Sandstorm to focus on CGI, and Paula wanted us to be a post-production outfit. I forgot to mention that as well as the house, we were using an office in Fitzrovia in London for client-attended edits, and also a room in Synergy's office in Marlborough for some ad hoc edits. This had been done as we couldn't bring clients to the house, obviously. The office in London actually belonged to one of the training companies I'd worked with, but it was too expensive for us to use full-time. And the office in Synergy was too far out of London for clients, but worked well for jobs on tighter budgets. At this point, we also started to make some really good contacts that could possibly bring us bigger projects, projects that we wanted to be doing, like decent TV commercials. Until this point, all of our work was training, small edits, bits of CGI. It was all parts of production rather than full production. Also, most of our work was in the post-production arena, and there is a massive problem being solely in post-production. The main one being that if a budget goes wrong in production, then when it gets into post, there's even less money in the pot. That meant that on almost all of our projects, the original budget would quickly shrink, or the work required would either drastically decrease, as with the budget, or dramatically increase, but for no extra money. As a young business, we weren't going to start charging people extra, and we certainly wouldn't turn work away. We were pleased with any work we could get, but it was becoming a real headache and still not truly profitable. Now that these full productions were on the horizon, we had to start looking beyond the virtual offices to somewhere we could work together, that clients could visit, that also properly represented how I wanted Sandstorm to be seen. I was sure these projects were coming together, so we started looking for offices. The one we were sure was right for us, perfect space, style of building, location, parking, suddenly fell through at the last minute. And with the first big production about to happen, I panicked and took on a larger, much more expensive office that we, in my mind, could grow into. The move started. We took all the kit out of the house and to the office over a Christmas break, one of the many Christmas breaks that I've sacrificed for work. Of course, as we still weren't a big firm, I called in my brothers and my dad to help move all the kit over and set up the new office. It was a long week, but great fun. And we got a lot done. Whenever I needed stuff doing, I'd always call on my family back then. When my brothers were still at school and living at home, it was a great solution to my problems. My brothers had similar work ethic to me, go until you drop. Sadly, for Sandstorm, more issues were actually on the horizon, things that at the time I couldn't actually see coming. The first was something I touched upon in the last chapter, that only 2 months after we'd opened our new office, Synergy suddenly shut. This was a problem in so many ways, the most important being that a client had ceased trading. We had a bit of a dilemma. There were projects coming up and we needed kit, which now that Synergy was closed, would be going cheap. Could we afford to buy more kit just after taking on a massive office? Well, I wasn't convinced, but we did it nonetheless. We purchased quite a bit of equipment at the last minute, which, on the positive side, meant we were incredibly well kitted out for a small firm. Possibly too kitted out, because some of the kit we'd purchased was far too specialist and we'd never really need it. The second problem was a bit more of a direct hit. The big production that we were about to start on suddenly got cancelled. We'd signed a new lease, spent a fortune on a building, a fortune on new kit, and suddenly had no money to pay for it. The lesson here is obvious, so very obvious, but when you're there, you'll tell yourself it won't happen. You too will undoubtedly have this day, whether it's buying a new sofa for your home or renting a new office. Sometimes patience is the key, and you need to wait. And whatever you do, spread your bets. Just sit on your enthusiasm until the client has signed on the dotted line. Or, in the case of the sofa, just wait to see if you really, really need it. Sometimes in life, proactive isn't buying things, it's spreading the bet. A new big project comes in, but has no PO yet. Sit on it. Find another big production and see which one comes in first. Best case scenario, they both come off and you work loads of extra hours and find lots of great freelancers to help make it happen. It's an important life lesson. The world won't implode if you're patient, by the way, and patience is different to being fearful and thus hesitant. By being patient, war won't break out and work won't suddenly disappear forever. Sitting back, drinking a cup of tea and really thinking about the consequences of your actions is sometimes the only sensible option. Easier said than done when you're working in the business 16 to 18 hours a day and you're not really thinking clearly and you're not working on the business.